Kansas farmers have a good reason to say gracias for continued wheat purchasing by their closest market, Mexico. Mexico dominated imports of U.S. hard red winter wheat in March 2021, according to the latest data available from the USDA. As the top importer for the month, Mexico purchased nearly 6.39 million bushels, compared to no markets above the 3.6 million bushel threshold in February. Thanks to duty-free access established by the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, and solidified by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, Kansas elevators and Mexican flour mills have a highly interconnected supply chain. Combined with market development work by the Kansas Wheat Commission and U.S. Wheat Associates, Mexico remains one of the largest destinations for Kansas hard red winter wheat each year. According to Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, our key customers in Mexico know they can rely on Kansas wheat farmers to produce consistent quality year in and year out. Maintaining trust with these top buyers requires continually sharing information on our wheat crop and providing technical support, information, and expertise they do not receive from our competitors. Overall, the U.S. exported 19.7 million bushels of hard red winter wheat in March, bringing the year-to-date total to more than 267 million bushels. While last month's exports are more than 25% higher than the previous month, they lag nearly 36% behind March of 2020. Mexico represented the lion's share of these exports, but 13 countries in all imported hard red winter wheat in March, up from only 9 in February. Nigeria remained the second largest importer for the month at 3.43 million bushels. Japan rounded out the top three importers at 1.87 million bushels. USDA, in its monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASD report, projected the U.S. will export 985 million bushels of wheat this marketing year. 10 months into the year, the U.S. has exported 77% of that total, slightly behind the pace needed to hit the marketing year-end goal. Kansas farmers can follow the exports of hard red winter wheat through a pair of reports from U.S. Wheat Associates. U.S. Wheat provides both a weekly report on commercial sales and a visual rundown of the organization's analysis of the WASD report, along with many other online resources. Harries said both of these reports are important aspects of wheat trade to understand, as both can have an impact on the wheat market through futures and basis movements. The Kansas Wheat Commission is a member of U.S. Wheat Associates, which combines funding from 19 state wheat commissions and cost-share grants from the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.